being played here.
Me too.
And I wanted to see the film, okay? And I thank you very much for getting the print and calling people here to see the film. I didn't know that I was going to be confronted with a story which I don't think is necessarily a public story, but since it is public, I have to say something. Hal Ashby sent someone to fire me, and he said, "You're fired," okay? And then, after I heard that, and I got the message, I went to Hal, and I said, "Hal, just take a minute and stop sniffing that stuff up your nose. And if David will tell me that there wasn't heavy-duty doping on that film, and that was the comradeship that he's talking about." And so then Hal, then when I showed up the next day and working, I went to work and was the unfired director of photography. Now that's the goddamn truth.
Okay, I don't think that changes my story at all, except that Haskell is a little down on people that snort cocaine. I will tell you, one day I went into Hal's trailer to talk to him about something. It was a really big trailer, the size of a living room. And he was at the other end talking business with the production designer and the production coordinator and everything else. And I sat down at this end, there was a little table, and there was a copy of the LA Times sitting on the table. And we were on location. I hadn't seen a copy of the LA Times in like a month. And I went, "Wow." And I picked it up. And underneath it, there were about six lines of cocaine. And I looked at them, and I looked over at the other end of the trailer, and Hal was looking at me. And I said, "Hal, you do a lot of this stuff?" And he said, "As much as I can get." And I said, "I'll talk to you later." And I left the trailer, because, you know, it's not my thing. And yes, Hal was a great user of cocaine. Does not change the fact that he was... Even Quentin Tarantino doesn't beat out Hal Ashby in my list of my favorite directors. And Quentin is incredible. And he's a big cocaine freak, too. But Hal was a fucking genius. And I don't like anybody to put him down and say that the drugs got in the way or anything else, because they didn't get in the way. They got in the way of him living longer, but they did not get in the way of his movies. There is not one movie he made that you can't say is one of the best fucking movies that has ever been made. Being there, I am honored by the fact that I happen to be in Hal Ashby's second best movie. But then you've got Coming Home, you've got Harold and Maude, for Christ's sake. Right? The Last Detail. Shampoo, Hal said, "That's not my movie, that's Warren's movie." But it's still a great movie. And there's a huge list. Hal was a fucking genius. And so was this guy. So was this guy. I happen to disagree with the way he felt about Bound for Glory, about the look. And it was beautiful, but it was not what I wanted. I wasn't the boss. Right? I was simply the guy who was playing Woody Guthrie. And I was there just like showing up and playing the guitar and, you know, doing the dialogue that actually Woody had written. And this guy was out there working his fucking ass off. There's no doubt about it. Right? And he wasn't doing exactly what I would have asked him to do. I would have said, you know, turn up the contrast. Show the grit under the fingernails. Don't make any beauty about it. Make it fucking ugly. And you know, if he'd done what I told him to do, he would probably not have gotten his Academy Award, because it wouldn't have been pretty. And so maybe he was right and I was wrong. But the fact remains, and I'll tell you this, and this is more important, and that is that in the interims, You know, well, I haven't seen the picture for a while, and somebody will talk to me about Haskell, and I'll say, oh yeah, he's the guy that got an Academy Award for ruining my picture. It's one of my favorite lines. And, you know, it gets a laugh. And then I see the picture, and I just forget all that. Because the picture is so fucking great. And that's the thing that's amazing to me, is a collaboration between a director and a cameraman and a star who absolutely disagree with each other on almost everything, and yet they make a movie that will be a permanent fucking classic. Is that okay, Haskell?
I just want to say that after Bound for Glory, I made 3 or 4 pictures with Hal Ashby.
And I didn't get to make one. Go ahead, Rod. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted to let you know, because myself and a lot of other people actually worked on the Obama campaign, and I actually had enough time to sit there and take the time to watch CNN. I know about the food drop that's done in Ohio that is identical to the ones they do in Africa because people are starving. Every time CNN puts press out that people don't agree with, the grassroots are still here. Obama's organization, the galvanizing force that is Barack Obama, is still here. No, I started out with I wanted to let you know, but do you want me to stop?
No, I don't know what this has to do with Bound for Glory.
Oh, well, what I wanted to tell you was the same beautiful feeling that originates out of Bound for Glory, even though it was done among such diversity, what we've got to do as a nation now is how to live and move.
Okay, I'll buy that. Haskell, you buy that?
Well, no, he wants to talk about politics. No, I didn't come here for that. Naturally, I'm opinionated. You heard.
Hey, neither did I, man. I'd love to ask you.
I came here to review a picture that was and is very important to me. And I thank you for that experience. And the fact that it led to this other thing, it's just what it is.
Okay. Not interested in Obama.
The one shot of the big loose shot you see of the dust storm, that's done by a man named Albert Woodcock.
Yeah, it's a painting.
Yeah, and that was done, I was told later, in miniature, blowing dark smoke into an enclosed area. And then what I shot was the scene in which with a special camera locked off so the registration was perfect, and then they put that in.
Well, we also shot, we had these fans, they're called Ritters, and they're about 10 feet high,